Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like you're stuck in a relationship that drains your energy more than it fills it? You know, the kind where you walk away feeling smaller instead of empowered. Well, trust me, you're not alone. Today, we're diving into the often tricky territory of toxic relationships and how to break free from the grip. Because let's face it, sometimes the hardest person to deal with is the one who holds our heart, even if that relationship is doing more harm than good. Now, before we jump in, remember this. Recognizing a toxic relationship isn't about pointing fingers or playing the blame game. It's about taking ownership of your own well-being and understanding the red flags that signal an unhealthy dynamic. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep driving a car with a flat tire, right? You'd fix it or find a new ride. Toxic relationships are like those flat tires, they need attention, but sometimes the best solution is to move on. So, what are some key takeaways to help us navigate these tricky waters? First up, learn to recognize the signs. Are you constantly walking on eggshells? Does this person make you doubt yourself or minimize your feelings? Do they have a history of disrespecting boundaries? These are all warning bells, my friends. Second, remember that you deserve respect and healthy communication. You shouldn't have to compromise your values or constantly apologize for who you are in a relationship. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather be surrounded by people who lift you up and celebrate your authentic self? Third, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. It's about nurturing your emotional well-being. Spend time with loved ones who support you, engage in activities that bring you joy, and set boundaries that protect your energy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for building healthy relationships in all areas of your life. Now, let's talk about communication. Direct, honest conversations can be tough, but they're often the best way to address issues before they escalate. Try using I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try saying, "I feel hurt when you say things like that." Finally, know when to walk away. This is the hardest part, but sometimes the healthiest choice is to end a toxic relationship, even if it hurts. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being and create space for healthy connections in your life. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather have a few genuine, supportive relationships than a bunch of draining ones? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young woman who poured her heart and soul into a relationship with Mark. He was charming at first, showering her with attention and compliments. But as time went on, the dynamic shifted. Mark started belittling her accomplishments, criticizing her decisions, and making her feel inadequate. Sarah tried to communicate her feelings, but Mark always found a way to turn it back on her, blaming her for his own insecurities. She felt trapped, doubting her worth and questioning her sanity. Finally, after years of emotional turmoil, Sarah realized she deserved better. She took a deep breath, set boundaries, and ended the relationship. It wasn't easy, but she was finally free to reclaim her power and build relationships based on mutual respect and love. So remember, you're worthy of healthy, fulfilling relationships. Don't settle for anything less than what you deserve. Today, we talked about recognizing the red flags of toxic relationships, prioritizing self-care, communicating your needs effectively, and knowing when to walk away. Remember, breaking free from a toxic relationship takes courage and strength, but it's one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself. Take that step today, invest in your well-being, cultivate healthy connections, and shine brightly. And as always, keep coming back for more clarity and wisdom on Clarity First. Let me know what you think about this episode. Share it with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words, or leave a review to help spread the message. Until next time, stay focused, stay true to yourself, and remember, you're capable of anything.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.